It's 8:36 here at Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to find out what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Susie Landers from the city is here. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Todd.
Wonderful to have you back in the studio. Bill Griffin is here as well. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about boating and yachting in just a moment or so, but first let me get a couple quick updates from you, Susie.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's going on this Saturday, the Sisu Challenge.
Yes, the Sisu Challenge. I would assume right now registration is closed, but you know, if you want to give them a ring, they might have an alternate spot that they're looking to fill. But even if you're not going to participate, please take a little bit of time and go down to the waterfront along the whole waterfront and watch this challenge go on.
It should be fun to watch.
Going
they've
to
got
be
all
amazing.
Of these, you know, obstacles built in. I would imagine that there would be some light humor involved in going
Are
through
you
these from time to time. No, I'm not going to be No, that would be heavy humor.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. And like I said, this is actually the first one that they're doing. So I would like to think that the first one is going to be probably the most exciting because nobody's ever done that up here before.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We have a link to details about that on our Keweenawreport.com community calendar if you want to find out more about the Sisu Challenge. Or
you can go on their website, which is thesisuchallenge.com.
That's what it's called.
Right. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, if you're traveling along Montezuma, you can see some of the structures that they've been working on. Did you see that big ramp that they have?
Yes.
At first I thought it was a ramp for like doing tricks. Bike riding.
And no,
wait a minute. This is for the challenge.
If I had already signed up, it would be scaring me off.
Exactly.
I think is what it would
be. Yeah, we
be
have
doing,
a lot of things, and not only do we have the Sisu Challenge going on down in the waterfront, it's really exciting to have the yacht club participating this year.
Yes, there's the 53rd annual international race from Thunder Bay, Canada to Houghton is coming in. The boats will be in Sunday morning. Some of them probably before sunrise, but we're expecting about 9 or 10 boats, I think, down at the waterfront. They'll be tied up. The visiting boats will be tied up at the city waterfront. There are a number of boats from Canada and hopefully some additional boats from Duluth and Superior as well.
But none from here?
Oh, yes. We have 3 boats of our own that are participating. They're on their way to Thunder Bay, actually, as we speak.
Now, this is a race. Is it a powered race? Is it a sail race, a wind-driven race? How does it work?
It is a sailboat race. No motors allowed once the starting gun goes off. So they'll start in Thunder Bay Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and be here. Winds being favorable, which it looks like they will be, early boats will be here before sunrise on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that should be generally a westerly breeze should be a fairly easy tack across the lake, assuming anything is easy when you're crossing Lake Superior.
Well, yes, there's always the unexpected that can crop up, but most of the time there's usually not enough wind as opposed to too much.
Yeah, it is a fairly calm time of the year on Lake Superior. I mean, we hear about all of the terrible gales on Lake Superior and such, but the marine forecasts that I put together through the summer, generally I'm looking, at least the nearshore stuff, at very calm conditions.
Right. Well, the forecast right now is for 5 to 15 out of the west or southwest most of the Saturday night and Sunday. So that should be real favorable.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's not going to tip the boats over.
Not at all.
There's a lot of history here, too. I mean, this is not like the first or second. What did we say this is?
That's right. This is the 53rd race. It's one of the longest-standing international races on the Great Lakes. It's organized by the Thunder Bay Yacht Club, and all the clubs in this area, the Onagaming and Thunder Bay included, are members of the Lake Superior Yachting Association, which promotes racing on Lake Superior. And this race is actually part of their overall series. But the race itself is a standalone race that has been going on for 53 years.
This is something that, middle of Lake Superior is a pretty desolate place if you're out in a boat, no matter what size boat it is from time to time. Safety precautions taken along with this to make sure
absolutely.
Folks are...
There are very strict safety rules promoted by Coast Guard and also by various yachting associations and groups around the world. And this is uh, this type of race that's in Lake Superior falls into one of the more serious categories of offshore races, and so there are very strict safety requirements.
Is there a finish line that people can go to that they can say, oh, look, somebody's coming in and cheer in the winner?
Well, yes. The finish line is at North Entry at the lighthouse out there. When they come through the opening in the breakwall, that's the finish line. And the Yonagaming Yacht Club will have a race committee out there, it's called, to take the finish times as the boats cross. Access is obviously a little bit difficult to get up real close. You've got to walk out on the breakwall. And as I said, the first boats will probably be in before sunrise.
Yeah, and that's kind of hard to predict. It depends on whether that 5 to 15 mile an hour wind is more like 5 or more like 15.
That's definitely true.
Is there somebody who monitors this as the boats come across so that you know about when to go out there?
No, actually, the Yonagaming Finish Committee will be on station by dark Saturday night, and we just wait out there.
Really?
And wait for the boats to come in.
I mean, come on, can't they GPS these things so that an alarm could go off when they're an hour away and you could go out there at that point?
Well, that could be worked out, but it's just simpler this way because you never really know for sure when if the winds, sometimes the winds are quite a bit different out on the main part of the lake, and so it's just safer to be on station well ahead of time and wait for them.
Bill, can you share with us any of the participating boats coming from here that we might be familiar with?
Well, yes, there are three, I believe. Dark Star, which is skippered by Dieter Adolfs, Cadence, which is skippered by Jim Hurdle, and Red Hawk, owned and skippered by Ralph Hodek.
Oh.
So they'll all be taking part in this race and hoping to win. I mean, is this one of those races where everybody has an equal chance, or is this one of those races where there are some really top-notch, top-tier competitors and then others who are just in it because they want to be?
Well, yes, to some extent, but all the boats are handicapped, so they're all rated against each other so that ideally if everybody's sailing to the ability of the boat, then they should all be uniformly have an equal chance of winning.
So the first boat in is not necessarily the winner.
That's correct. There is a little, at least a pat on the back for being the first boat in.
Well, I should think so.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, you won. Oh, wait, no.
Well, right. There's certainly an amount of pride that goes with being the first boat to cross.
I'd be like, I'm the winner. I don't care. Yeah. I win.
Is there like a $6 million prize for winning this? Or?
Well, no, I'm afraid not. I think we'd have a lot more participants if that were the case. But
one thing, too, we want to remind everyone that even though they're coming in at the break of the morning, but we're encouraging people when the boats get down here by the waterfront is to come down and check them out. I mean, we're encouraging the community to come down. I don't know. Sometimes they'll give a little. Will you give little tours of the boats, or just kind of walking along out
well,
the edge?
People that come down to look at the boat should feel free to talk to the crew and skippers of the boats, and certainly, they're very proud to own the boats, and they put a lot of pride and work into the boats, and so they're very happy to show off what they've done and what the boat can do.
Where will they be docked?
They'll be tied up along the city waterfront.
Okay.
There.
Down by Super 8.
Along the Houghton waterfront there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's going to be exciting to see that. And, bring the kids down, let them take a look at the boats, because how often do they get that close up to some of the bigger sailboats?
Right. And the Yonagaming Yacht Club has, our goal is to promote boating on Lake Superior. And so that includes, power boats and sailboats, racing and cruising. And the Yonagaming has races throughout the summer, Wednesday nights, weekends on Portage Lake, and alternate weekends on Keweenaw Bay. So we're always looking for more members to join our
organization.
Do you
have a phone number or a website, or how do they get a hold of you?
We have a website. It's www.onagaming.org. And there is a page on the website where you can email in for information or express an interest in becoming a member, and there's membership forms right on the webpage.
Well, check it out, because boating, I started sailing at a very early age. Haven't done it for actively for many, many years now, but I spent a lot of hours when I was a kid in my little Sunfish sailboat.
Really? I've only been on a small sailboat once. My brother loves sailing, and I went with him once. I'm like, this is a lot of work. You know, I thought I was just going to like kick back and enjoy the sun, and he's like, hey, do this, too. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was just going for a little ride.
No, there's some work involved
there
in
is.
It. I found it quite exhilarating when I was sailing, and sometimes it can be very frustrating. If you get the 5-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. But again, it is very exhilarating and quiet and peaceful. It's so comfortable to sail and just no motor noise or anything, just the wind pushing you along.
Yeah, you don't smell those gasoline fumes wafting up from the back of the boat, things of that nature. None of those little rainbow colors trailing
Ooh,
behind
those are
you.
Bad.
No, you don't
yes.
want those. So, nope, sailing is as natural a thing as you can do. So, Bill Griffin, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck. We'll hope the race goes well and hope that our local boats do especially well.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. They have done well in the past, and we'll look for that again.
Susie, a quick
yes.
word or two before we're done about the big math and science thing coming
right,
up.
Right, the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Fest is just days away, and I just want to kind of drive people to that website, because I could talk all day about what the programming is, but you just need to get on there and look for yourself, and that's keweenascience.org, which is going to actually kick off Wednesday, August 5th. And there's going to be everything from exploring the human body, learning about the cells that make up the human body, by looking at your own cells under the microscope. How great that would be.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
There's certain things I just don't want to know.
We have things for all ages, too. So we're going to have, also on that Wednesday night, we have the Nerd Night, which is going to be at the Continental Fire Club.
That's for me.
And so, I mean, there's things going on all day long. There's a lot of family engineering. There's a family engineering day on Thursday, which is going to be down at the Kestner Water Park. These things are going to be going on throughout the whole day from the 5th through the 8th. We also are going to remember, I want to remind people, we're going to have the science comedian, Brian Mallow, flying in, and he'll be at the Rosé on Friday night. Tickets are very affordable. Children, $5, and adults, $10.
And it is a family-oriented
show.
All
family-oriented, yes. All of these things that the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Fest have in our programming is all family-friendly. The only thing that would be require an age would be the science crawl, which is Thursday night, where we'll be going from, I think, 7 different establishments in downtown Houghton. And there'll be things similar, or something like earthquakes, faults from Nepal to the Keweenaw. One of the presentations that's going to be kind of interesting for our local people would be the one at Joey Seafood. It's Windows to the Deep Blue Sea, What Lies at the Bottom of Torch Lake.
Ooh.
I know.
That could be icky. There could be a lot of stuff down there we just don't want to know about.
I know. So there's going to be a lot of things going on, and like I said, that's all free except for the science comedian on Friday night. So please check that website out. We also have a Facebook, and this is about bringing the whole community together at all ages. And
yeah,
we're really
great
excited.
For families, and yes. we're hoping that this becomes
a major
event.
Right, this is going to be annual. When you see the bus driving around the city of Houghton, that's the, you know, when you see that mineshaft looking thing with all the science logos, that's the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Fest. Because people are asking me, what's up with that bus?
That's what it
this
is.
This is it.
Now you know. So, thank you, Susie. Bill
thank
Griffin,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
Keweenaw's
me.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.